On Vision Australia Roundup, we come to Warrigal in the south and west of Gippsland. Nikki Robbins is team manager at the Warrigal Centre of Vision Australia. Nikki, you've got some fundraisers coming up, haven't you?
We have, Stephen. Hello, everyone. Nice to talk to you again. I thought it was good to raise our profile, as we always like to do in the community, but also because one of them is going to be a fantastic afternoon, so I wanted to make sure everybody got word of that well in time.
Actually, I think I sold the events a bit short by describing them as fundraisers, because the fact that you're increasing awareness in the community of Vision Australia, enabling more people to know about the organisation and take up opportunities maybe for support, is the key thing that you achieve, isn't it?
Exactly, Stephen, which is why we choose to hold this particular World Sight Day stall that we have here every year. We've chosen that deliberately in the week of World Sight Day and White Cane Day.
Mm.
That all coincides around the second week in October.
And where do you have that stall?
We have that stall in the middle of the Warrigal shopping complex. So we have all of our signposting out there, as well as we have information that clients or anyone, the public, can get from us at that stall, as well as, of course, all the yummy country cakes and jams and jellies and everything else.
Sounds terrific. Mm. That's in October. What date is it
the
exactly?
The 11th of October it will be this year, Stephen.
So that's a Thursday, and that is World Sight Day, the second Thursday in October.
World Sight Day, yes.
Yeah. Whereas International White Cane Day is the 15th of October. It's
that's
a fixed
right.
date, and the other one is the second Thursday of October.
Exactly.
I think I've got that right.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like a great occasion. All the best with that. Also, jazz at Wesley. Tell me about that.
Yes, this is very exciting. We've been able to secure the Rampart Street Jazz Band, who have very kindly donated their time to us on Sunday, the 21st of October, from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. They're going to be playing jazz for us at the Wesley Church. So we've titled it Jazz at Wesley. It's the old Wesley Church that's now being converted to like a function building.
Mm.
We're raising money specifically for a Tandem Bike Friday.
Please tell me, what's a Tandem Bike Friday? I know what a tandem bike is.
Yes, that's right. It's slightly different, Stephen, in that it collapses and can fit into a car. So that's the most fantastic thing about the tandem bike. It works exactly the same as a normal tandem bike does, but because it's much lighter and can actually collapse down into a car, of course it's much more usable than having to tow a trailer and things like that.
So a tandem bike is a bike that two people ride.
That's right.
And we like them because the person at the front of the bike, the pilot, shall we say, is someone who has normal vision, and those of us who don't see or don't see very well can work from the back of the bike, and between the two of you, you can go great distances.
Absolutely. We have lots of programs within Vision Australia, but certainly in Gippsland. Some of you might have heard of the CERA, C-E-R-A, Ride for Sight every year. So that happens in March in this Gippsland area. And that's money raised for the Centre for Eye Research, who Vision Australia is closely associated with. And we always do well out of that too, because we always get around $2,500 donated to us at that time of the year as well.
I know a tandem bike is very expensive, but what about these Tandem Bike Fridays?
Yes, they're very expensive, Stephen. At the moment, they're only being produced in America, so we have to actually import them from America. And just to land them in Australia costs $900 without purchasing the bike and all of the bits and pieces to go with it. So we're looking at a figure close to $4,000 for each bike. So hopefully with our wonderful Rampart Street Jazz Band, we'll raise that sort of money along with the money that's been donated by the Lions Club.
What's your Low Vision Clinic news?
Low Vision Clinic, just wanted to let everybody know what's coming up. So Leanne Gaffer will be at the end of August. Some of you may miss that one, but we'll certainly put you into that the following, that's our last one for this year. So Leanne Gaffer at the end of August, Bairnsdale in September, Warrigal in September and October, and Wonthaggi and Sale in October.
And don't forget that You can find out more about that by contacting Vision Australia at Warragul. That's the best way. Ring the 1300 number and ask for Warragul.
Most definitely, Stephen. We can slot people in.
You've got your Vision Australia radio station in Warragul, haven't you?
We have indeed, Stephen. 93.5 FM on your dial.
Thank you very much. Nikki Robbins, Team Manager for Vision Australia in Warragul.
Bye for now, everyone.